Introducing a new crop. Thanks for joining us, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Morgan. Robert Elliott and his family farm in Robertson County and thought it might be best to try out a new crop this year, watermelon.
Didn't know about a lot about raising watermelons in Tennessee, but had some friends in Owensboro, Kentucky that had raised watermelons before. Sat down and talked with them about their operation. They also raise tobacco, and we were looking for some alternatives in the event that something ever happened to tobacco, or if we needed to grow something else or needed another revenue stream for that time of the year.
Earlier this spring, several farmers in northern Middle Tennessee were notified of the removal of their tobacco contracts, which got Elliott thinking about the future of his operation and how his farm could adjust. He says melons seemed right and looks forward to being able to market his new crop better next year.
Watermelons were a good fit for us. We've got a good climate for watermelons and can hit that July 4th market. This year we didn't hit the July 4th market because we had to plant later, which makes it hard to market your melons when they come ready to harvest. So it was a challenge growing the melons, but ended up, God blessed us with a really good year. The melons made very well. Just trying to market them and get rid of them was the hardest part for us.
The snow coming down in April definitely did not help his first year of melon planting, but thanks to the structure of his contract, the farm and the harvest turned out all right. Elliott shares more on how his contract works.
We went through a broker out of Indiana, so he's got contacts with grocery stores, mainly supposed to go to Walmart distribution centers, but when the distribution centers are full of melons, they won't buy more melons. So we had to find some other avenues. We actually ended up giving a lot of melons away to Second Harvest and the food bank, but the broker worked with us. He found avenues for us to get rid of the melons, and as of right now, we're in pretty good shape. We learned a lot this time, and we'll regroup and try to do it again next year.
Looking forward to seeing how farmers like Robert Elliott continue to develop new and creative ways to help feed the world. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Morgan.